Republican John McCain saw his fundraising surge after he announced last week that Alaska Governor Sarah Palin would be his running mate. Palin is a strong opponent of abortion, and her selection energized social conservatives. Yesterday, Palin caused a stir again when she and her husband Todd confirmed that their unmarried 17-year-old daughter is pregnant. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
Sarah and Todd Palin issued a statement after the Reuters news agency broke the story of their daughter Bristol's pregnancy. The Palins say they're proud of Bristol's decision to have her baby, adding that the teenager plans to get married. The Palins acknowledge the difficulties of raising a child and facing adult responsibilities. They say Bristol will have their unconditional love and support. Sarah Palin didn't mention Bristol's pregnancy when she introduced her family to a national news audience Friday morning. But spokeswoman Jill Hazelbaker says John McCain knew when he selected his running mate that she would soon become a grandmother.
Senator McCain was aware of this and thought that in no way did it disqualify her from serving as his nominee for Vice President of the United States.
McCain's vetting process has been under scrutiny because the Alaska governor is not well known, and McCain met with her only twice before offering her a spot on the ticket. Once in February at a governor's conference in Washington, and again last Thursday at his home in Arizona. Still, the campaign insists it conducted a thorough review of Palin's personal and financial affairs, including her role in the firing of Alaska's public safety commissioner. That's now the subject of a state investigation. At issue is whether the governor abused her authority by firing the commissioner after he refused to fire a state trooper who was divorced from Palin's sister. The governor denies any wrongdoing. Yesterday, she hired a private attorney to represent her in the probe. Results of that investigation are due shortly before the November election. Spokeswoman Hazelbaker says McCain is confident about the choice he made.
There was a very thorough vetting of Governor Palin, and we're very excited to have her on our ticket. She has energized our party. She is an outstanding candidate. She's going to make an outstanding Vice President of the United States.
Social conservatives have definitely rallied around Palin, who opposes abortion and supports abstinence-only education programs. Activist Bay Buchanan doubts her fellow conservatives will abandon Palin just because of her daughter's pregnancy.
We're not happy for a challenge that they're facing as a family, but it makes Sarah that much more real to us. She obviously has done a remarkable job in the sense that when this child did find herself in a crisis, she went to her parents.
Linda Green is one of those Christian conservatives who've been applauding Palin's role on the ticket. Green runs a children's charity in Ohio, where McCain visited early yesterday.
You just made my day. And you've made my day because of the governor of Alaska. Yay!
McCain watched volunteers at the charity assemble care packages for Gulf Coast hurricane victims. He noted that similar relief efforts are underway all over the country.
Linda just gave me her card, and it has, I think, a message on it that I think epitomizes all of America. And it says each one should use whatever gift he or she has received to serve others.
Later this week, the Republican National Convention will organize its own care package effort with the goal of delivering donated supplies to some 80,000 Gulf Coast families. Scott Horsley, NPR News, with the McCain campaign in Philadelphia.